right now on VFNT, but we're going to hear from Lance Waldo talking about how to insulate your life and the people around you. It will determine your success right now on VFNTV.
Welcome to VFNTV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is such an exciting time to be here today. Listen, we're going to be talking and hearing from Lance Waldo, talking about very specific things about your influence, your people that are around you, that you have to insulate yourself with people who care about your future. I mean, if they don't care about your future, why should you give them your presence, right? Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm excited.
We are here now. This is the moment to encourage. I'm just excited about inspiring, you know, our audience that are listening right now.
No doubt.
And I just want to talk to you directly. If, you know, you're in the VFNKB community, I'll give you a big shout out. This is very important what we're talking about. And if you're not in the community, go to VFNKBcommunity.com and get in there, because we are going to encourage you and God has called you to reach success. He has established this very moment. He's gifted you, and he says very specifically that he expects you to succeed. And that's why we're partnering with you for your success. And I think about Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It says, you commit your plans to the Lord, and he will establish your plan, establish your business. And right now we're talking about, you know, Lance Waldo in regards to, you know, some key wisdom. We're going to listen to him, then we're going to talk about how to insulate yourself. It matters who you hang out with. It can determine your future. Let's go there now.
The uniqueness of the kingdom right now is the quality of connection you have with the right people.
That's it.
Unlike any other movement, it's not your degree. It's not what you know. It really is who you know. And I'm going to be unveiling some research we've got, because we're in a very toxic culture. We're in a spiritual war zone, and I'm like right out there, like right surfing it. And what I found is that there's scientific data behind the research that the right relationships create a buffer around you and the negativity that comes from it. I'll just give you one key idea right now. An extensive study that was done in Germany showed that when people were frustrated or agitated by loud noise, interruption, computers breaking down, they did not retain the negative toxicity of that environment when they were under stress and it was like a controlled setting. What they did retain was toxicity if it wasn't an inanimate object or a machine or a recording or a TV show, but was a human being.
Wow.
The moment a person unleashed their toxicity on the other person, it had a 50% greater impact for 50% more time.
Wow.
So as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh my God, the secret to us being able to do what we gotta do is creating the emotional environments that are that are supportive enough and nurturing enough so that we can create a habitation to support exactly what you're creating. And it's like a wall that protects, like a membrane.
Wow.
So we're gonna be building that. You're gonna be meeting people.
Yes.
And you know what, you can get that impartation even online. So
we're going to cover very specifically 10 specific things, maybe 11. And if we can't get to all of them, you can get them all in the VFNKB community. Don't forget, you go to VFNKBcommunity.com to be able to get there. But listen, this is so very, very important. Mm-hmm. It's encouraging to understand, because right now, when you look at everything that's happening, John, people are trying to just speak a narrative over your life, over your family, over our nation right now that's contrary to your success. You have to be able to be involved in your successes, so you just can't hang out with anyone, right?
That's right. These words actually matter. People matter, and what they're speaking into your ears will change your whole destiny. So you have to be selective. You're not preferring. It's not about individuals. It's about their message and what they carry.
You know, and if they don't care about your future, then you don't owe them your presence, right?
I mean,
they don't care
about you. It's a big deal. How many times do you feel obligated to have a conversation, to talk to someone, to entertain what they're saying? At the same time, they're taking you off track.
Well, I used to all the time. I don't do that anymore. Yeah. And it makes a difference, because Jesus says, he says the words that people speak are spiritual. And so that's how you have people that's in their 50s talking about what their dad said to them when they were 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because they can't get over it. You can get over it, but they don't realize you got to forgive and move on, that type
that's
of thing.
Right.
And so you're looking at right now, so it matters who's around you. The first thing I want to say is, if they don't care about your future, then why should you give them your presence? It's important to understand, because if not, it could be, and I'm not saying not being loving and kind. Mm. We're talking about your success, how to be successful. It takes your focus to be able to focus and put all your energy and enthusiasm. It just takes every moment to be able to do that, right?
Well, speaking about that, you talked about the disruptions. Yes. That all this technical stuff that I thought was really disturbing.
Yeah.
It's the people disruptions
right.
that come in and just kind of, you know, move you along your way, but takes 50% longer than other disruptions to get back on focus. That's a big deal.
And another one specific, I think about, you know, Michael Hyatt and company talks about, it takes 20 minutes to regain your fully focus
wow.
again. So when you're actually working on a project or you're doing something at work, you're doing something in your company, and somebody just walks in and says, just whatever, you know, out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, you get your focus on them, it'll take you 20 minutes to refocus your attention, which means you may need to talk to them, but you need to schedule that so that you can say, you know, we're going to have that conversation at 4, not now, because I'm focusing on this thing. So one particular success secret, if you think about it,
is
you know, begin to schedule your interruptions, schedule your meetings, schedule your focus time. When you're focused, just focus.
Yeah.
But know you can get to those people at a different time. But if they're not going to respect your future, you know, write me.
Work with your team. Let them know ahead of time that, you know, hey, this is a no-go zone time.
Yeah.
So that they're aware, you know, of what's going on.
That's important, you know, to be able to, you know, once you design your ideal week of how you're going to run your life, your business, your ministry, whatever it is, then you inform those around you so they can get in agreement with it. And so you're moving together. And if they're not in agreement with that, they're not in agreement with you and what you're doing. How can two walk together?
Unless they agree.
So what's the next one right here?
Realize you owe no one an audience. That's a big deal.
That's important. That's important because, you know, especially being believers and Christians, that we want to give everybody our time, but you only have 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
And there's some people, all they want is time. They don't want remedy. They don't want solution. They don't want to hear what they need to hear at that time of life. Right. They have a problem, but they don't want the solution to it.
Right.
You know, it's like, you just want to tell me the problem.
The two guys were talking, and he said, listen, the guy walks away. Someone says, why didn't you tell that person, you know, the truth? Why didn't you tell him? He said, man, I learned a long time ago. I never tell people the truth when they only want to buy echoes. You know, it's like, it's all people want to hear sometimes.
Yeah, and it is difficult. I mean, we talked about, we can't wander on that, might go too far on it, but that's very, very important. We still love folks. We're there for them, and we can organize the kind of time we're going to spend with the people who are kind of all over the map.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to really pay attention to who you're going to allow to speak in your ear. You have to realize that like Jesus said, those words are spirit. And some of the people, now you don't want to give them your eyes, your ears, and you don't want to give them your time if they're not interested in your destiny and where your company and your business is going. You know, that's kind of like a crowd person, that you see them in the crowd, but they don't want to be a part of your inner circle, so you don't bring them in. You need to be able to insulate yourself the way Lance is talking about. Listen, this is so important. We're going to talk about another one when we get back from this break. But don't forget, you can go to the community right now. Go to vfnkbcommunity.com. That's where we're going to connect with you. A lot of you are wanting to get up with us and touch base with us. Well, that is the special place we're going to be able to talk with you. Remember, we just have something we're about to do today. It'll be tomorrow morning we'll have for you. But you just go to vfnkbcommunity.com. It takes you right in. Join the community and be a part of what's going on. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
You don't have to leave this place the way that you came. You will leave here soaked and saturated and burning with the presence of God.
I believe this is the hour of Jesus the Evangelist. We have not seen him like this since the 70s. There's a new breed of evangelists that are not looking for a stage. They only want Jesus.
And now we come to God, and we meet the Creator of heaven and earth, and we meet Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. It's an experience you'll never forget. That's why when he touches you, you've got to tell everybody about it. You've got to shout it from the rooftop. You've got to shout it from the mountaintop. I met him. I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about him.
We are about to see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like this nation has never seen before.
from glory to glory, from greater to greater, from faith to faith.
Don't miss your chance to get this free book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, where I share a prophetic encounter God gave me about a coming wealth transfer. And this whole genesis of this book and these strategies is to position you for a coming wealth transfer. It's 10 strategies for success, dealing with your belief, your actions, commitments, giving you plans, giving you strategies. I mean, so many things I can't even talk about, but it's yours for free. Go to VFNKB.com and get your free copy now.
I'm not the son of God because you say I am. I'm the son of God because God says I am. I'm not confident because of what I can do. I'm confident because of what God says he will do. I'm not forgiven because I've earned acceptance. I'm forgiven because God says he has forgiven. Help me preach. I'm not going to do it because I think I can. I'm doing it because God said I could. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking specifically about how to reach success by insulating yourself in certain relationships. We talked about several of them so far, but next, we're going to talk about this. It matters who's speaking in your life. And when people have, and most people that have intentions to affect your destiny, they really don't know it. Even if they think they know it, they don't know. Even the people that crucified Jesus Christ, they had no idea that they were crucifying God. So you have to understand, they might not even know what they're doing. And to the moment they're crying at your graveside, they still might not know, right? But you have to think about it. You have to insulate yourself. You have to be aware of what's going on. And you know, words are spirit. And so you'll find out, you know, the people that can't get to you will try to get through others to get to you. Because what they'll do is, if you can't get to you, it says they move in such a spirit of fear, they're intimidated by authority. And if you're the one that leads your company, you're the one that leads your ministry, you're the one that leads, you know, your success is going on, and they can't get to you, they know if you're a strong leader, they can't get to you, then they're going to try to find out who is your assistant, you know, who is your administrative assistant, who is your team, who is your spouse, who are your children.
Who has access.
Who has access
to you. Who has access.
And then they'll take them for dinner, or they'll have them for coffee. And they'll begin to build this tight relationship, and they'll talk all, you know, flattering wise.
Sure.
But the whole point is, they're wanting to come in and find out about your company, about your business, about your ministry, whatever it is. So you have to realize and educate those around you to understand if you sense somebody's trying to go around you, you let me know immediately so we can stop that, because nobody should be going through you. And you have to let people know to be confident enough to realize, watch people around you, that they're not going building themselves up by people coming to them the way that Absalom did, you know, with David. Remember, he stuck out by the gate, and people were coming by, and he was going, I can help you.
And win in their favor.
Yeah, and he actually wanted that to happen.
Yeah.
So you got, who's around you and who's speaking into the people around you is very, very important. So you can't just go around for 5 years and just be naive.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I have a whole chapter, a whole part
get
of my book.
Get the book.
Yeah, I Will Fight. Get your free copy. As a matter of fact, you see how to get it right now. I talk specifically about this.
Because we're talking about being productive, getting things done, you know, moving the ball forward.
Right.
And so we're trying to prevent and gain this wisdom as to not get these disruptions and these distractions that will hinder us from finishing the day with something accomplished.
We want
to, you know, get the check done. We want to finish strong.
You have to move the ball forward, and we're in such a distracted culture. You got to focus now greater. It's always been an issue when you want to succeed, but it's bigger than ever. So many interruptions. And think about 20 minutes it takes you to refocus your full attention back. So you've got to begin to manage your day. We'll talk more about that in the future. But the next one we have here, John, what's the next one?
Spirits travel. And the words we speak are spirit.
Yes.
But one of the things we talked about, too, is what's happening here with the media. That's why we've seen so much of the stuff that's happening in the past year. It's not just the interruptions that are happening from individuals, the technology, the devices. But the media itself has become such a huge distraction with all the false narratives that are being shared.
Well, you know, it's sort of like a family member. Somebody has a very destructive family member, and people say, well, we got to go visit her, got to visit him, because it's like, if they're abusing your family, you know.
But we have to see Uncle Seymour. Yeah, right?
It's like, what? Right? And then there's people, you know, that we got so fixed in culture. This new generation is not fixed on it, believe me. But the previous generation is like, they got to watch the news. Well, the news is no longer the news unless you're watching VFN TV.
Come on.
They're literally dropping. Their audience is no more than a million per any program on CNN, because they just turn themselves over to a political machine, and they're actually pushing a narrative, pushing a narrative that's not true, trying to get enough people to agree with it. So you have to realize, you don't just feed your eyes, you know, whatever. Your eyes are like windows to your soul. Your soul is what you think, what you want, and what you feel. You can have a successful day, but then you watch media coming over your phone, your watch, your computer, your television, whatever it is, how you watch it, and it just rips your spirit up, and you're so depressed.
You're just slimed all over. Yeah. I mean, you just feel dirty.
And you have to succeed in your season of life. You're not going to be alive forever. You have a limited amount of time to succeed, and God expects you to. He said he's coming back to find out what you did with the very thing he entrusted to you. So there's going to be a lot of people going, wide is the road that leads to people that ain't paying attention and don't care about your future or their future. And you have to say, few are the ones that actually focus on success and achieve that success. So it's very, very important, you know, what you're taking in, the media you're taking in. John, what's next?
Rolls right into the next one. You need to be selective with the media that you do take in.
Right.
That's why we recommend listen and watch the VFN TV.
Yes.
What we try to do is bring a biblical perspective to today's news and current events and how you can take action in it.
Yes.
And so you got to watch what's coming in.
And VFN KB Success Secrets, you know, we're kind of like going through a lot of different things to come and bring you the best
of the
that
best.
We can find, the best of the best. And so you can find it here, you know, at VFN KB and the VFN KB community. But know this, that understand that you do want to take in the truth. You need to know, don't hide yourself. You know, so many people today are watching just
anything.
Entertainment. They're not watching anything of any importance at all. And then the entertainment, we'll be talking about that in the future on a program, but they're literally putting their messages and narrative in the movies and cartoons and everything and music. And so you have to pay attention, because you know, ever how a man thinks he is in his heart, so is he. So if your thoughts are on you're not going to succeed, the economy's going to fail, you're not going to make it, you know, socialism, everything else they're talking about, then you won't succeed in this season of your life. So it's very, very important.
How much of that stuff is all interwoven, like we just said, inside these sitcoms and these programs? You're watching this stuff is like, everything's horrible, the news is horrible, the TV, the entertainment is horrible.
Right.
You can't produce in that.
You can't produce. That's the important part. You have to be productive. You know, you have to position yourself to produce. You know, remember, some seed fell on the rocks, some fell on the, you know, shallow dirt, some fell in thorns and thistles, and some fell on good soil. Only one of them produced.
That's right.
And it doesn't work well for the other three soils, by the way, even though, anyway, we'll get into that kind of theology. So then the next one is to understand that we're called as believers, once we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, is to disciple a nation, to impact a nation. And we talk about that with VFNKB through the seven mountain cultures, that we're called to go in each of these mountains and be a light influencer, you know, and to impact people and to run your business for the glory of God. Think about it. The more successful you are, the more people
you can hire,
the more people you can bless. And when you hire folks, you're blessing that whole family with a home, with cars, with destiny.
Yeah.
And so many things can happen. But if you don't succeed, and you're a person that walks in the light, and darkness succeeds. And right now, darkness has impacted so many of the mountains. Why? The light basically hides out in the faith mountain.
The end game here is influence.
Yeah.
And if you can't have influence without success.
Right.
A lot of people are not listening to folks who are not successful in their sphere. So you're doing a great, you know, job at your workplace. You doing your business well and taking care of your customers. You being the best educator you possibly can is going to give you a platform where people will want to listen to why you're doing the things that you're doing. And at that point, you take the spotlight that's on you and lift it to the Lord. You know, say, you know, and give God the glory.
Yes, that's and so what you want to do is understand that, you know, like what Zig Ziglar says about Jesus, you know, he spent 30 years in the business mountain before he entered 3 years into the ministry mountain. And that if anybody knows business, I mean, the Father's business that Jesus talked about. So he wants you to be successful. but he wants you to be successful for the right reasons. That's why it's important to stay connected in a community that literally you're being able to see the positive narrative and what's going on, and maybe be challenged and be accountable in the context of that. I know we're fixing to go to a break, but I think about Kamal Saleem, what he talks about. He's a former radical jihadist terrorist who found Jesus and got saved. And he knows about radical Islam, and he says they're specifically focused on discipling nations to be able to impact the mountains of culture. If you notice, how come there's always some Islamic conversation, you know, radical Islamic conversation in the midst of this conversation? Because that's their goal. Their goal is to disciple a nation. Well, that's our goal too. Our goal is to disciple a nation with love and kindness and forgiveness and mercy and a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. But we do that, like, you have so much influence when you succeed. It's amazing what happens, that the higher your influence, the bigger sphere of influence you have. Your higher your success, the bigger your sphere of influence you have. And so that this next point is about insulating yourself, understanding that you're trying to get to that place to be able to make major impact in whatever mountain that you're called into. We're going to go to the break. We'll be right back with more.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that Jesus himself said, apart from abiding in him, that we can accomplish nothing? So many people want to be able to do that, but you know what? They don't have a plan to do it. We put together a simple plan for you, and it's at iabide.org. It's iabide.org. Go there and request your plan today. It is amazing how your life will change when you begin to spend time with him who created the universe. He's been desiring that you would do that. It's at iabide.org. Request your simple plan today.
I want to talk today about the 6 basic steps to good child discipline. Let me list them very quickly. First, define the boundaries very clearly in advance. If you haven't spelled them out, don't try to enforce them. Second, once a child clearly understands what's expected, she can be held accountable for behaving accordingly. This sounds easy, but as every parent knows, it often leads to a contest of wills with the child. It is, in my opinion, very important for a parent to win those confrontations when they occur. Third, distinguish between willful defiance and childish irresponsibility. Forgetting things and losing things and breaking things and spilling things are not challenges to adult leadership, and they should be handled very gently. Fourth, reassure and teach as soon as the time of confrontation is over. A youngster between 2 and 7, or even older, may want to be reassured in that moment. By all means, hold him close and use that opportunity to explain lovingly what has just occurred. Fifth, avoid impossible demands. Be absolutely sure your child is capable of delivering what you require. And sixth, let love be your guide. A relationship that's characterized by genuine love and affection is likely to be a healthy one, even though some parental mistakes and errors are inevitable. That's the bare skeleton. We'll put some meat on those bones in future commentaries.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You think about this, you know, we have so many. We're going to finish up even some more points. We're obviously not going to get them in here, but we're going to get them in the community. You can catch them at vfnkbcommunity.org or .com, where you're going to get .com. You're going to have access to the full access to the program. That's the benefit we want to give you as part of the community. We have some very specific things about, you know, what can empower you. And each of these points are very, very important. But it's really tough when you think about having to develop your sphere, develop people that are around you. But that's like that membrane that protects you, and hanging around some creative folks. Listen, find some folks. That's why it's so important to be a part of the VFNKB community, because you want to be around like-minded, kingdom-minded people who want you to succeed. They're for you. They're cheering you on. They don't see you as competition. They see as your success is our success. Our success is your success. And our success together right here in the VFNKB community is
kingdom success. Yeah.
And that's what our Father wants. What Father God wants us all to work for success in the context of that.
Yeah. And what's beautiful about it is the more people that join, the more fellowship, the more convergence and synergy and all this stuff, you know, testimonies. When you get around the type of community like that, I mean, it's contagious.
Well, imagine, you know, you're going out there, you know, you're pushing, and you're saying, I am going to be the most successful insurance salesman there is, right? And very few people.
There used to be a bad thing to say that.
The other agents are not celebrating you as much as, you know, when I'm made. Anyway, so, but getting into a community when they go, you said last week that you were going to reach your numbers, and you reached your numbers, and people are giving you a shout out from around the world, right?
And we're celebrating you.
Oh, yeah.
And we're celebrating you. And that's
it's the kingdom success.
Of course.
It's kingdom success.
It gives everything perspective to what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, that type of statement outside of God really doesn't make sense, because it's just like, was this self, you know, thing? No, this is about being awesome, doing the best that you can so that you can give God the glory and represent him there.
I like that. Being awesome.
Being awesome.
It's so negative in society. It's time to be positive and to be light, to be a light influencer. And it's so important. We think about this, and we talked about it even in the community about, you know, that your morning ritual, what you do. One part of your morning, not ritual, but your morning routine that you need to be able to do is to set yourself in the positive mindset. But today I'm going to be positive. I'm not going to be negative.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about abiding. You can go to iabide.org, begin your abiding plan with God, where he's going to, he wants you to succeed. He's not speaking negative to you. He's not criticizing you. He loves you. He died for you. He paid the price for you. He gave you talents, and he expects you to succeed with those talents, right?
Yeah, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to go to bed at the end of the night knowing that you gave it your all, and you didn't leave anything on the court, you know? Or you're not bringing anything back into the locker room. When you have a community like this, we get to celebrate those things and talk about those things and go, you know what, and be accountable and say, I did it. You know, I said I was going to do it, and I did it.
And that's one thing about, you know, our community, and we got to close here, is that the fact that we have over 100,000 people in our following us, and in Facebook, for example, we have, you know, millions of people watching us around the world, and 45,000 plus in our community and our subscribers and our YouTube channel, but we can't talk to you directly. But if you get in the community, you can talk to us directly, and we can talk to you directly. That's a place in the community where we can actually communicate. You may think that when you're posting something on Facebook or something like that, everybody sees it. They determine
who will
see it. But when you're in the community, we all can see it. We all can celebrate. So I want to close this out right now and be able just to pray right now, blessing. Father God, I just pray a blessing, Father God, over our community and those that are watching and listening, God, that you would inspire them, Father God, that you would encourage them, Lord God. And we pray, Lord, for their environments to shift, God, that the people that are around them, God, that are trying to speak down about their future, that they would shift their surroundings, Father God, and give them positive people and positive relationships. Bring them into the community, Father God, where they'd be inspired and encouraged, God. And dear God, Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you're moving in the earth, that you're breaking up this global order. We thank you, Lord God, what you're doing. And we ask you, dear God, end abortion, Lord. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.